This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got a bunch of news on the ongoing war in Iraq, on the police state, on the Second Amendment, on Arnie, you name it. In the next 2 hours we got left in this broadcast, coming up here in just a minute or two, we're going to be talking to Donna Hula. And she's in this story from WorldNet Daily, Brave New Schools. District concedes strip search to settle suit. Officials initially accused girls of lying, exaggerating incident. That's what they did in Tennessee when they caught the principal with the hidden cameras in the girls and boys' showers for the middle schoolers and elementary students. Oh, you're a liar. Shut up. It's not true. Had police try to intimidate people, then it came out it was true. A rural southeastern Missouri school district has conceded 10 teenage girls were strip searched during class and has apologized for accusing them of lying or blowing it out of proportion. It's part of a legal settlement with the 8 of the 10 students. The Poplar Bluff School District agreed to pay each $7,500 plus attorney's fees and to issue a public statement supporting and reports the Daily American Republic. According to the statement, the incident happened during a fifth period on January 6 at the Bluff Junior High School. The girls, who range in age from 12 to 15, were confronted when the teacher discovered $55 missing from her drawer. They were singled out from the rest of the class in spite of the fact that none of the 10 girls had been seen with the money or in the area where the money was taken. By the way, they've got teachers prescribing Ritalin now. They've got teachers demanding strip search. They got teachers doing all this stuff. They think they're cops. And police can't do that without a warrant, without probable cause, without something. Assistant Principal Mike Ivey, school security official Johnny Williams, and teachers looked on while gym clothing, book bags, purses, coats, shoes, socks, and pockets were searched. When they failed to turn up any of the missing money, the girls were subjected to a body search by the school nurse. Specifically, they were required to pull their shirts or blouses up over their shoulders so the nurse could search under their bras. They were next instructed to unzip their jeans or slacks and pull them down so the nurse could search inside the jeans or slacks. This is while this is being looked on by the security people. The nurse said she was sorry I had to go through this, one of the girls told the local newspaper following the incident. The strip searches, which took an hour to conduct, were to no avail. The $55 was not found on any of the search suspects. The mother of one of the victims reported her daughter was having nightmares due to the experience and vowed not to let her go back to school. Well, yeah, homeschool or go to private. Get out of the government training camp. I've already contacted Jefferson City to get homeschooling paperwork sent, the woman who asked her name not be used told the newspaper. Now, folks, this is horrible, but compared to the cameras in the Tennessee school, in the showers, or compared to, there have been dozens of reports the last few years where they bring in the second graders and have the health department do genital exams on little kids by the hundreds. And then, I mean, this is what they want. They think your kids belong to them. They think your children are property of the state. Their own textbooks for the teachers and social workers say it. And then no amount of PTA or being involved with the school board is going to help you. You got to get out of the schools. We've had the former head of policy, Department of Education, in the Reagan administration on the show 20 times. She's got the documents. This is designed to break up the family. There is no debating it. We have their own documents. So I guess when we get back, we will have our guest, Mrs. Hula, on the show. And we're going to break now and come back with her and get more into this, and then we'll get back into your calls and a bunch of different news items. This stuff goes on all the time, folks. 1-800-259-9231. That doesn't make it okay, though. See, They catch them putting cameras in the showers, but, oh, that's all right. We're going to put them in all the public schools now. And yeah, they're going to be in the locker rooms, but not in the showers. How's that sound? By the way, public restrooms are having cameras put in by the government. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hardly a day goes by in the garden without the Cobra Head. I want to tell you about a great little garden tool called the Cobra Head. First, take half of the tools you're currently using in the garden, throw them away, and call 1-866-YO-COBRA. The Cobra Head is like having a steel fingernail. This tool plants, scalps, cultivates, transplants, dethatches, harvests, furrows, digs, you name it. The Cobra Head can do it. With the Cobra Head, I can make quick work out of weeding my garden beds, especially between the garden rows where space is tight. I love to spend time in the garden as any gardener does. But now my time in the garden is a lot more productive. The Cobra Head handheld multi-purpose garden tool has certainly earned my personal stamp of approval, and I'd recommend it to anyone. But don't take my word for it. The Cobra Head just received the recommendation and seal of approval from the National Home Gardening Club after being tested by 200 members. Don't wait another minute. Call toll-free 1-866-YO-COBRA. That's 1-866-962-6272 or visit CobraHead.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. We have Donna Hoolin on the show. She's one of the mothers who's very angry about what's happened. And she has said that she's not going to put up with this. And we're honored to have her on the show where they, well, up in Missouri and all over the country, like to strip search young boys and girls without warrants, without police, without any type of indictment or charge. They just think that they can do what cops have to get a warrant to do. So this is the new America, training your kids how to be slaves. Donna, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, nice to be here.
I know it's not a good thing to have to be in this position to be on talk radio talking about this. Why did you agree to talk to the newspapers and go on the radio?
Well, I think that all parents need to be aware of what's going on in the schools. There's a lot more of this that happens that people don't hear about. And as far as I'm concerned, my daughter did nothing wrong, and she has no reason to be ashamed, and there's no reason for her to hide her name or anything.
Absolutely, and you've been quoted as saying you're going to get your daughter out of school?
No, I am keeping her in there. They aren't going to run us out. It's,
okay.
We are working toward trying to get the ones responsible out.
Okay, because it just says many of the parents say they're getting their children out. You're going to leave your daughter there?
Yes, she's put up with the last semester, last year of harassment, and I'm not going to have it be for nothing. We're going to fight until...
Oh, that's not in the story that I have. You're saying they've been harassed since then?
She was called in the office more than would be normally.
Well, it does say that they were accused of lying. Now they admit this incident really took place. That's like Tennessee. Did you hear about Tennessee with the cameras in the showers?
No, I did not.
Yeah, they did that, and they tried to claim it wasn't true, tried to threaten the parents. Then it came out they did indeed buy the cameras and have them mounted and were basically distributing the images over the Internet of 11- and 12-year-old girls and boys. You might find out about that. This case is terrible, though, just because they tried to claim they didn't do it. They now have settled the suit and admit they did it. That's pretty scary that they would admit that they did it after lying.
Well, that was part of our settlement agreement because, we just wanted them to admit that they did it and apologize for what they had done was our initial, because the girls were humiliated and they were intimidated.
Okay, now I'm going off this WorldNet Daily article, and it says the assistant principal and school security and teachers looked on as 12 to 15-year-old girls were strip-searched.
Some of the girls reported that the men were in there when their daughters were searched. My daughter was lucky. She was not searched in the presence of any men, but she was made to take her jeans down to her ankles, her underwear down to her knees, and spread her legs to get checked.
Oh, this is far worse than the... Man, I tell you what, folks. How did you control yourself when she came home? Tell us about that day.
I was on the telephone when she came home, and she came home, got off the bus, and she was crying, and she was furious. And she walked in, she said, "Mom, you've got to do something about this school. They strip searched me in PE today." And I thought she's 13, emotional. I thought, I said, "Sarah, exactly what happened?" Because I couldn't see any reason why they would do that. And she told me that they had the money missing, and this little girl had given it to the teacher for safekeeping, and it wasn't where the teacher thought she had put it, and that several of these little girls were picked out, and I got the names of some of them, and I called their parents or guardians.
What's the background of this PE teacher?
This is the first time I've ever had any dealings with her. She has always seemed real nice, and I don't personally know the woman. I've only met her a couple times, like orientation night.
Not want to check into that. Now, wow, this is... I've got several news stories here. They had your daughter spread her legs. That's a new development.
Well, the school would only agree to admit to things to a certain degree.
Yeah, well, they admit they pulled the underwear off.
Uh-huh.
I just, wow.
Yeah.
According to WorldNet Daily, though, in another Associated Press article here, they had the... Man, I tell you, that men in there with some of the young girls that were searched, what's wrong with the school? They've certainly got to know that's even worse.
Well, the parents are not happy at all, and I think we're most upset when the school did not stand behind the girls, and they renewed the contract of Mr. Ivy. His contract was up in April, and the school board renewed it.
So they took taxpayers' money. How many girls did they do this to?
There were 10 girls total. 8 of us have settled on
that. Okay, eight times $7,500. Plus attorney's fees.
Uh-huh.
So, how much are you allowed to talk about how big the attorney's fees were?
I'm not sure because money wasn't an issue with me.
How long did this court battle go on?
We never went to court. It was just letters back and forth. And our attorney had said like a third of what the girls got is what he would be asking. But the school had to pay that on top of the girls' amount.
So let's 7,500, a third of that would be a couple thousand. Man, we're talking about eight girls. We're talking about like $80,000 or something. So they'll just take taxpayer money and then keep the principal on who did this. Wow.
And, I mean, we've lost several good teachers this year because of cutbacks. And this money could have gone to keep good teachers if they had just handled it properly in the beginning.
Well, so it doesn't surprise you when I tell you about Tennessee, where they had cameras in the showers and then tried to cover it up and say it was a lie and then got caught doing it?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
So they tried to deny this all along. When did that start crumbling because there were so many witnesses?
There was negotiations going on back and forth with us from the very beginning. But from the initial searches, like the first week or so, there was nothing else publicized about it until we went to court and settled.
I tell you, this is amazing. But I see these articles. I have to tell you, Donna, I see these articles all the time with this type of stuff happening. So does your daughter have nightmares? It says some of the young ladies are having nightmares.
She did almost every night for the first 4 months after it happened. She's getting a lot better on that. I mean, maybe once a week or so.
Well, I have been to what you could call jail one time. I got in a fight with somebody. They started it, but still, he went to the hospital. I went to the jail for the weekend. And I had a jail guard basically hit on me. I was like, I guess 15, 16. And it was horrible and traumatic. And I was a pretty tough guy at 15, 16. How old was I about? I was about 15. I wasn't driving yet. That is still traumatic to this day, having to threaten the guy back that, hey, my dad's going to kill you if you do this. I mean, the jail guard was going to rape me. That's how loving this government is. I can't imagine what it's like for a girl to have men looking on as they do this with your daughter, these women there making her spread her legs. That is just, folks, this is traumatic.
Well, that's such a vulnerable age anyway. I mean, any adult remembers what it was like to be 13 or 14 years old. And I don't care if it's male or female. I mean, it's everybody at that age is especially self-conscious of their bodies.
Wow. Yeah. I just remember this pig coming into my jail cell and telling me we were going to take a shower and that he was going to have some fun with me. And I just had to tell him, well, buddy, you try whatever you got to do. I'm going to resist you. And if you get your buddies in here and try something, you're going to. I told him, I said, my dad's going to. And I went ahead and I looked him, in the eyes with kind of the High Plains drifter look, and he kind of the Clint Eastwood stare, and he backed off. But I tell you, there's a lot of predators in these schools. I don't know if that's the case with your school. It just sounds like idiots. But then to leave the principal in there, which they did in Tennessee too, what does that say about the mindset of the school board?
I think they think it's a glory position, and there shouldn't be any responsibility with it.
Now, you say that your daughter was harassed. The headline is that the schools tried to accuse them of lying, but now had to admit it. What type of intimidation did your daughter go through?
She was... their policy was that the first time you were tardy for each semester, you got like four tardies before you ever got an office referral. And then you had, like, four office referrals before you ever got, like, in-school suspension or anything. Her very first tardy, she was sent to the office and got in-school suspension. And just, I mean, they never followed the policy manuals on anything dealing with her. And I told them I did not want her in the office unless I was there. And the assistant principal, Mr. Ivy, he kept calling her into the office. And then the principal said, well, how about if she goes and sits out in the main office and he can call you and you can come down? I said, that's fine. He still would not do that. And it ended up that we made an agreement he would have nothing to do with her, that the principal would handle anything dealing with her.
So basically they were trying to intimidate her into changing her story?
And the day after the searches when I went to the school, I told them at that time that I didn't want her in the office without me being there, and they made her come in and fill out a police report that they never turned in and sign her name to it. And I asked her, I said, why did you do that? I told you not to.
Well, I'll tell you why they did it when we get back. One more segment with us, Don, and we really appreciate you coming on. I'll tell you why they did that when we get back.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait, do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you been tricked into believing that you can't hire or be hired without a social security number? You think that you can't bank, get a driver's license, or rent an apartment, or get insurance without a social security number? It seems everywhere you turn, somebody is asking for it. But did you know there is no law requiring you to obtain, have, or use a social security number to live or work in the United States? The Social Security Number Not Required Policy Manual from NoNumber.com tells you how to assert your rights and live free as an unenumerated American. Go online at nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141 and order your copy of the Social Security Number Not Required Policy Manual. Learn how to assert your rights, live free, and still get the things you want. Visit nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141. Do your part to save America. Learn and teach others how to say no when asked for a Social Security number. Visit nonumber.com or call 1-800-831-6141.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The public schools, the government training camps, are acclimation centers. They make them thumb scan biometrically in thousands of school districts to get their school lunches. They put barbed wire up around the schools. They make them wear ID cards. They search them. They have drug dogs. And a lot of times you have predators who are wanting to feed on young people. They get into positions where they can do it. Statistically, truancy officers, people who work in juvenile facilities. You've seen all the news articles. There's probably an article every day around the country and thousands every month we don't ever hear about where these animals do stuff like this. Now, then there's the other type of case, which it looks like here, where you just have people that think they are the law, judge, jury, and executioner, and somebody stole $55, so we're going to call 10 girls in here and we're going to strip search them, and then we're going to threaten them to change their story. Now, to answer the question that we threw out there, I mean, it's obvious. They'll have you fill out police reports until they get a story they like. And obviously the cop wouldn't lie, I guess, for them, and so filled it out truthfully, and so they couldn't use that. So they had your daughter fill out a police report after the fact, after you told them to quit questioning her without you being there, which is a good Fifth Amendment, Seventh Amendment type deal, Fourth Amendment type deal as well, and they still did it and then didn't use that police report. I guess that's because it would have created a record of the crime, and they didn't want that unless there was something in there they wanted to use. Comments, Donna Hoolan? Is that the case, Donna? Would you agree with that? Did we lose our guest? Okay, we're test pilot program, folks. we'll try to get her back on or find out what happened. Maybe we didn't make it clear she was supposed to hold and folks didn't tell me she was gone, but that's okay. That's how we do it. Again, before the last segment, she told us that they're there, they're doing this, and that she told them don't call her down there, and they do call her down there, and they have her fill out a police report, and they don't turn it in. They don't use it. And this happens all the time. You'll have 10 witnesses that an off-duty cop beats up his neighbor, and the cops all show up, stand around, fill out the report, and the report just disappears. One time, I had a cop with his girlfriend pull my wife over before we were even married. And this happened. And they proceeded to basically hit on her and ask her where she was going and what she was doing. And the woman was there, you know, all dolled up with the cop. And my wife even got the card from the police officer. I called to complain. They said, it's a police officer. You can't file a complaint with us over the phone. And hung up on me. And I was being polite. So, what do you do when you can't do anything to go after corrupt police? It's like the Tulia, Texas case where they just grabbed 50-plus people and threw them into jail, gave them 20 to 90 years in prison. It turned out it was all in the word of one cop. Turned out he was a liar. He lied in hundreds of other cases and bragged about it. They just went around arresting people. Of all those arrested and given 20 to 90 years in prison, none of them had a criminal record, no drug paraphernalia found, no drugs found, no witnesses but one cop. It's like the Houston police chief a month ago. Front page of the Houston Chronicle. The crime lab has framed thousands of people. He apologized and said, please don't kick me out of office. I'll stop this from happening. I mean, folks, I've been to jail one time. Okay, a guy started a fight with me. I finished it. Cops came to the scene, and I don't blame them. You know, this guy's knocked out on the ground. He was knocked out for 3 days. I mean, I didn't hit him that hard. When he fell over, he hit his head. And so they took me to jail to find out what was going to happen. And that was on a Friday, right at the end of school. I still remember that. They drove me all the way from Rockwall, Texas, out to Terrell, Texas. I was up in the top of the big old courthouse where the juvenile area is. And they attempted to abuse me. I mean, do I like the government? Do I trust the government? Do I want to give them power over my life? No way. The big Wackenhut prison outside Austin. Turned out they had to shut the whole thing down because they were systematically raping and impregnating the women. They were making videotapes of it. It was a literal system of evil. Right here in Austin, they've caught the cops pulling over the topless dancers when they leave the bars, telling them, you're drunk. Go to bed with me or you're getting a DWI. I mean, this is, all I'm saying is, is she back? I don't know. I hear the microphone getting opened up. Okay. Okay, well, that's all. We'll talk during the break, guys. We'll be right back, folks. We'll come back and take calls, and things got confused. We're not going to have Donna back on. We got the important information. worse than what WorldNet Daily had to say. We'll come back and talk to a bunch of callers, Rob, Ron, Roy, and others. The toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, Infowars.com. I don't trust the government.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most... at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we found out what happened in the last segment. She was at work, and her lunch hour was over, and the boss told her to get off the phone. So we called her back. She said, thanks for having her on. We're about to go back to your calls, but what a terrible, terrible story of them strip searching young girls and having them spread their legs as men looked on in this public school in Missouri. But I guess, folks, that really is just the new America. This is how they operate. This is what they do. We're about to go to Rob and Ron and Roy and Esther and others. And Esther's calling from Missouri. Maybe she's calling in about this situation where they strip search girls because of $55 million and then try to intimidate them not to speak out. But again, you add that together with every week I see an article where the guards are raping women and men in these prisons, these private prisons, these government-run prisons. You hear about the truancy officer going after kids. You hear about all this. And that's the point. Smart criminals get into government, get into positions of power. And then we sit here in a naive fashion going, let's let the government run our lives and give up due process and give up juries and give up attorney-client privilege and let's reinstate double jeopardy, trying people for the same crime, and let's give the state more powers. You see how crazy that is? Absolutely amazing to watch this happen. And now in the state of Florida, this woman can audibly beg for food, and they're going to remove her feeding tube because the husband wants it removed, and he's the guardian, and under the new laws, you can basically have somebody killed by dehydration or malnutrition. And I know I talked about that last hour. I mean, how can you not talk about it over and over again? We've got the mother and father of the 39-year-old woman coming on next week. Disabled woman would cry for help, according to doctors and nurses. Oh, yeah, they don't even want to kill her. It's the judge saying kill her. Kill her with the husband. See, they make it fashionable. Oh, well, old people have a right to die. I mean, you're not going to say somebody can't come out of their misery. But then you look at the real agenda. It's the state and medical boards and judges killing you. They wear little toe rings. The men even wear them in the Netherlands saying, please don't euthanize me. Don't kill me. They have cards in their wallets. They found the doctors ignore that. There was the big BBC article, Drudge also reported on it last month, that over half, it was like 53% of the deaths in Switzerland are government suicides where they kill you. I can't tell you how many people I know who have a heart attack at 55 and have an embolism and go into a coma for 6 months and come out of it and they're playing golf and living a great life and driving around on their motorboat and fishing, you know, 5 years later. My uncle was in a coma for 6+ weeks. His brain was out on the pavement, folks, and they wanted to unplug him way back in the late 60s. And today he's got two great children, you know, a ranch with a bunch of cows, has a great life, goes deer hunting around the country. They wanted to kill him back then. My grandmother said no, 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 and sat there and prayed over him every single day. And he just woke up out of that thing right at the point where there were debates about turning him off. Well, now they don't turn you off if you're in a coma, folks. They turn you off when you are begging audibly for food. And I don't mean cases where they bring in the food and the person goes, nom, 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 and starts, you know, begging and crying. And there's hundreds of those. There's a bunch of cases where they audibly go, feed me water, please help me. I mean, we've had the nurses on. We've had the doctors. We've had the Wall Street Journal writer on. We've listed the names. And these people are audibly, food, water, nom, 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 nom. I mean, how do you kill somebody like that? I mean, my wife has brought home a new dog, some old brindle Boston Terrier that's got hip dysplasia that somebody dumped. It looks like they dumped him from the MO. I hope they didn't. If you live in Austin, Texas, and you know somebody's missing a brindle dog in southwest Austin, a brindle Boston Terrier, so now we've got the Boston Terrier, and we end up taking in other dogs and pushing them off on family when we get too many, and it's totally derailing my life because we're busy taking care of them. And you know, my wife's in there about to cry over this dog, and we can't give it up to the shelter because they'll kill it, and it's old. Well, we'll probably end up keeping it. The poor thing can barely get up, you know, wobbling around the house. Chihuahuas don't like it. They'll get to be friends. But, I mean, we couldn't kill a dog. We couldn't hurt a little dog. We couldn't dump it out on the street. How do you kill old people or young women or men begging for food? I was online. I watched a clip of one of these people. The family snuck in and got footage of them going, water, 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 water. I mean, just what? We are a demonic, satanic, fat goblin country. That's what we are. I don't care about what Alex says, NFL kickoff. I want the NFL kickoff. That's what matters. And I'm not saying we're all bad, but, and I'm not even saying I'm that good of a person or my wife Violet is, but I just, the older I get, the more pained I get by all this stuff. I just can't stand it. Because instinctively, my brain's got enough good programming, God-given programming, that my brain is terrified. My brain has empathy, is concerned for defenseless creatures. Because my brain knows that I'll end up in that position, or my children will one day, or my wife, or my father or mother, at the hands of this government. But see, the general public doesn't have that reap what you sow understanding. They think just stick your parents in a nursing home, don't go visit them. I mean, I got to say, when we finally had to put my grandfather in a nursing home, every day, family went and visited him and spent hours with him. And that was just at the point that, you know, he couldn't walk and was falling out of bed. And my grandmother, who had polio in the 50s, couldn't pick him up. And she felt bad about calling me over there, or my dad over there, or my uncle over there, or the firefighters who would come over and pick him up, doing a great job. The only real service you still get from the government, by the way. Only thing we really need is firefighters, and they're even trying to warp their minds now, get them into Homeland Security and law enforcement mode. An us against them thin red line, I guess you can call it now. But people think nothing of just sticking their parents in some nursing home so they can get bed sores all over them. And it's even worse for the veterans. It's like in Kansas City at the VA where they went in and they tie down the old men. Because they didn't want to give medical treatment, that they found old men strapped down with rats on their bodies, biting them, and rat droppings everywhere, and the flies would crawl up their nose and lay eggs in their brains, and they would die from maggots eating their brains. Oh, you every time I mention that, I get an email. Now, you're really making stuff up now. I just type in VA Kansas City veterans die of maggot infestation. A bunch of them had maggots. They were able to remove them. But these were really smart flies. They learned because the men were restrained. They could get up into the nose and find the delicious brain tissue. This is the new America, folks. And so, you know what? Just cram a hot dog in your mouth and talk about the football team. I tell you, I'm really concerned we may not win this year. As we lose America. That's the only point I'm making. Maybe you don't want to hear this. Maybe. Okay, fine. It's going to happen to you. Don't you understand that? I don't mean to get off in these rants. I just can't handle it anymore. Ron in Wyoming, finish up, and then we'll go to Roy, Ron, Esther, and others.
Yeah, Alex, I was just going to kind of hold up to the light an example, a perfect example of Hollywood's double reverse propaganda. It's just absolutely transparent.
Double reverse, good point.
Well, triple, you know, however many.
Yeah, they've got it going, don't they?
They got it, and this deal you were bringing up raised the question, who's going to protect us from our protectors? That's a simple, common-sense question. You know, the one time when the CIA and all that might have caused us nothing but problems. I mean, all the good stuff they do is supposedly secrecy, but the problems, that's self-evident. The one time they might have justified their existence, and they failed the American people absolutely, and so they get rewarded for that.
Now, they get massive increases in funding. Let me see. Terrorists blow stuff up, they get more funding and more power. Gee, are they going to stop the terrorist?
Where's Al-Qaeda's motive in this? I mean, usually terrorists claim responsibility. Instead, now they're having their responsibility claimed for them by our government.
Well,
but they
never say a word. And exactly. We struck a major blow. Your invasion forces that were already amassed can now take us over.
They had
40,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops massed in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, aircraft carrier groups ready, orders for the bombs all lined up. The launch orders on his desk 2 days before the attack, on and on and on and on. But remember,
this
morning the CIA just so happened to be running a drill of flying planes into buildings.
What a coincidence.
That's why NORAD stood down.
Look at the most recent bombing in Iraq, the Bali bombing, 9/11. The terrorists did never claim responsibility. That's like robbing a bank but leaving the money there. It reminds me of on the old Get Smart show, they had this international organization of evil.
Chaos.
That was their motive, was just pure evil, no particular, nothing to gain from it. Now, in Law and Order last week, they had, he's a bad guy. Never is a patriot a good guy on these shows. And he's an incompetent one because he's got a lawyer standing up in court saying, my client has instructed me. Well, first of all, there's the first problem there is if he's already got a licensed bar attorney, he's a ward of the state.
Okay, so they got a show showing a patriot in court. Tell us what happened.
Well, he says the lawyer's doing his bidding, which is the opposite of the truth. Now this guy who's an evil man, I didn't watch the whole show, but you know, he killed somebody or something.
But
so
he believes in freedom.
That makes it okay. Right. The lawyer says, my client has instructed me to challenge the jurisdiction of this court, and my client stands mute. I've never heard that phrase before. It's just some Hollywood crackhead idea of what a patriot would do, I guess, an informed patriot.
They've got mass programming, so when judges and juries and crowds see what we do in their fake courts, they've now all learned, oh, this is what kooks do, and I'm sure the judge proves him totally wrong, and everyone laughs, and there's a great victory.
Right, and the judge enters a plea for him.
Exactly.
And this is the double reverse propaganda. First of all, the judge, this is about knowing the nature and the cause of the charge brought against you. That's what challenging the jurisdiction is. If somebody accuses you of wearing green, okay, but what's the nature of this?
Sir, you're trying to explain to folks here, okay, and I understand that about the law and how we've got a totally different system in place now. But, I mean, if you're worried about them training people about a false court system or law system with the TV shows, look at Judge Judy and Judge Pinhead and Judge whatever. It's all tribunal set up with a judge shouting at someone.
And no appeal. Because it's on TV. It's a phony TV court.
It's all training us that the law is the judge orders me around. This is all conditioning.
I've heard Judge Judy actually try to prevent someone from defending themselves. You know, don't tilt your head that way. Don't blink your eyes so much. You know?
Communicate to that jury any way, Winston. We're going to convict you here at the Ministry of Truth. Thanks for the call. Take care. Let's talk to Roy in Michigan. Go ahead, Roy.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
There's one thing that a lot of people I know are not really catching on to, the connection between the church and the state. And where that connection is at, besides the 501c3, is actually at the back of the dollar bill. If you look at that pyramid and you see that eye on top of the back of the dollar bill, you'll that eye, they refer to it as Ra or Horus. That's an Egyptian sun god.
Yeah, it's the light god, or known in Hebrew as Lucifer.
And in the churches, they're telling the people that Christ was not born on the 25th of December. But yet, they are celebrating on the 25th of December. The reason they're doing that, it's the lowest day of the solstice. The celebration of
Ra. Yeah, I know. And folks, go to the encyclopedia. Every time I talk about this, I get called it's not true. Samhain is the human sacrifice holiday of the Druids. Okay, that's October 31st, and that's going into the winter. That's a high holy day, and that's what Halloween is. It's not Alex Jones. It's the encyclopedia. The supposed birthday of Christ, that's not the case. They just took it and took Christian holidays and superimposed them over pagan holidays, and that is admitted, and the sites where all the big churches are in Europe, when they've been bombed out during World War II, all of them were on top of Druid altars. They would build them over the original sacred sites of the Druids. And that's, again, that's National Geographic stuff. But again, the average person has no idea.
He has no idea that that's what is actually happening. And like Christ said, on the third day, he would rise again. In the churches, they're saying he was crucified on a Friday. Friday to Saturday is one day, to Sunday is two. If you go to the scripture, you find out that what they're doing is celebrating Esther. Esther is the goddess of fertility. That's why the Easter Bunny.
That's why the Easter Bunny, and Santa Claus has little pointed ears and little servants that work for him, and he's real jolly, ha ha ha.
So what we're talking about...
By the way, for those that don't know, Christmas wasn't even celebrated until 200 years ago, and it was a time of riot, rape, and murder in England, and everyone would run around beating people with sticks and robbing people, and it was a time it was a satanic holiday. By the way, that's the history of Christmas. Go to the encyclopedia again on that.
Right. So what this all boils down to is what we've got going on here is it's the religious people who are bringing this on, the religious Republicans or the religious Democrats, or you name it, religious.
Well, that's it. They're really Skull and Bones members. They're really Bohemian Grove members. They really are occult practitioners. This is admitted, folks. And then there's this outward thing of, we're the Christian church, and the Christian church says war is good, and world government's good, and the microchip's not bad. And no, you're absolutely right. It's quite a system.
Now, this is what Christ said. Christ said that you have two commandments. If you do these two, you have done them all. That is to take it to love God above all and to love your neighbor. That's everybody, including your enemy. Love your enemy, boy.
Well, you know, I hear these phony Christian talk shows going, yes, there's these weird Christian sects that believe Halloween and Christmas are really different holidays. They're... In fact, yesterday I heard this. We're weird because we can read the encyclopedia. Go to the encyclopedia. Look up Christmas. Look up Halloween. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll come back and talk to Esther and Ron and others who are holding. And, yes, a bunch of other news. Interesting show today on this Friday. But, again, I'm just about history. Go look up Christmas, what the date was in England. It was a party week. It had nothing to do. Santa Claus was the god of, you've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Was the deity that developed about 200 years ago in England of a evil, oversized dwarf who would jump around from housetop to housetop robbing people who were good and delivering goodies to people that were bad. He was like a ringleader of thieves and criminals. And they actually banned Christmas for a couple decades in London because there were so many murders, so many rapes, so many killings. It was like Devil's Night in Detroit, where you know hundreds of homes get burned down every year. And so that's where all this came from. It was just the pagans reasserting themselves and coming out with these holidays. I mean, Christmas wasn't celebrated other than, oh, this is Christ's birthday. And again, that was just to replace the pagan day. It was the pagan day reemerging and fully taking the holiday back over. And that's what Halloween is. It was Samhain, and you look at police files, that's when the most kids disappear and stuff around the Western world period, is the week before Halloween. And so the Christian churches have said, that officially, the Catholic Church has said Harry Potter is good. You know, it's just fun. You know, you go to the school of wizardry and stuff, and that's Christian. And any Christian that says it isn't is some type of wicked devil. So, okay, well, we're just talking about the history of it. Okay, go ahead. Go have fun. Do it all. You know, let your kids be involved in it. Let your kids run around the street at night. That's real safe. And just don't know the history of it. Just deny it out of hand. Be ignorant. It's easier to do. Be like the majority of people that don't even know where Iraq is on a map. Just be comfortable in your ignorance and everything will be all right. I'm not being sarcastic to the majority of our listeners, but to those that will email me and go, knock it off, Christmas is good. Well, I mean, I like Christmas. I mean, I give people presents and stuff, but I'm still conscious of the fact that I'm not celebrating it as a pagan holiday, folks. Okay? And at least I know the history of it. Okay? And I know what Santa Claus is, and that definitely is not part of Christmas around my house. Okay? Let me just say this before we end this segment and come back with Esther and Ron and Bob and others. I always wait to the end of the hour and I forget and I go, oh gosh, I want to plug my videos. Folks, they're so good. They're such a big part of the solution in waking people up. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. Those are my three newest films. They're all excellent. They're $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. order three or more of those films, they drop down to $20 a piece. $20 a piece, and you really, each video is like multiple videos. They're very powerful, very informative, and they're waking folks up, and your purchase supports this broadcast and what we're doing and funds us to make more films in the future. So again, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to get my book, Paul Watson's book, Tex Mars' best books that we carry, Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines Illuminati, that is incredibly powerful. George Humphrey's audio CD book, 3 hours long, 911, The Great Illusion, excellent to wake folks up. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse or order. Or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by the way, the 600-something page book by Fritz Springmeier is $25, $24.95. It's great. Circle of Intrigue by Tex Mars is $15. It's an incredible book. Watson's new book's $19. My book's only $12. You need to get these. You need to get them out to people now. They're great educational tools. They change lives. They break paradigms. They unlock minds. 1-888-253-3139. Third hour, bunch of calls, ton of news, and yeah, another guest. That's later in the next hour. Well, we'll cover it all when we get back, so stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water...